This podcast is brought to you by Boomer Naturals Face Coverings. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the Boomer Naturals Face Covering banner. At checkout, put in code HowieCar20 and save 20%. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Were you meaning to criticize Vice President Biden for wearing a mask yesterday?
No, Biden can wear a mask. I thought that was fine. I wasn't criticizing him at all. Why would I ever do a thing like that?
Do I detect a note of sarcasm?
Are you kidding me? This baby is off the charts.
He's trying to belittle you for wearing a mask.
He's a fool, an absolute fool. To talk that way. This macho stuff. Presidents are supposed to lead, not engage in folly and be falsely masculine.
Come on, Donald. Come on, man. How many push-ups you want to do here, pal?
I would like to be able to be back in high school and just have he and I in a room.
I hope I've demonstrated I can take a punch. And if I'm one on me, he's going to understand what punches mean.
And you want to check my shape on? Let's do push-ups together, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Delaware used to be part of Pennsylvania.
That's right. But we declared our independence on December the 7th, by the way. You know, it's not just D-Day. On December the 7th, it's not just D-Day.
A date which will live in infamy.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Knowing it wouldn't make a difference, he jokingly asked if being married to me might move him up in the queue. He thought it might get a laugh. It didn't. And to be honest, I wasn't laughing either when it was relayed to me. My husband made a failed attempt at humor.
Look, everybody knows I botched a joke.
Unchained and unstoppable.
So are the people there just not worried about it, Cal? Are they not worried about their own personal safety?
I haven't met anybody who is, but you can see. Nobody's wearing them. Nobody's...
Including the cameraman.
There you go, including the cameraman. Yeah.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Oh, that was so great talking to that guy, Andy Olson. And he busted them so bad. And you know what they were thinking, you know, when he tried to converse with them. Because he just thought, he hadn't really humiliated them. But they knew they were going to get a scolding, a stern lecture when they got back to the network, back to 30 Rock or wherever the hell they are. They used to be in Fort Lee, I think. But they're not. I don't know. I think they're in Manhattan now. But... he busted them so good. They were just, they were virtue signaling. And, you know, that's the thing about a mask now. A mask is the way that you show. It's like wearing, the old pink you-know-what hats. Remember those? That's what a mask is now. You show that you are a member of the resistance. You're not resisting the cootie, the Wuhan Red Death. You're resisting Donald J. Trump by wearing that mask. That's what it's all about. We all know that. And he busted them. And they were going to catch hell from Phil Griffin or one of those other touchy-feely MSNBC execs. How many of those sexual predators do you think they still have at NBC? There were so many of them, I don't think they cleared them all out. There's still a bunch around. Anyway, time now for the chump line.
Hey, Howie, when that spaceship blasts off, about 30 seconds into the flight, if the astronauts turn to the left and look over Massachusetts, I think they'll see Governor Baker's self-importance.
Yeah, I like the fact, though, that he's getting asked every day now about the Holyoke Soldiers Home. You know, that now that they've released all the documents showing that his administration was informed a week before he again claimed yesterday that they weren't informed, and they have the documents to prove it. Baker lied. Veterans died.
When making Biden-style coffee,
put in one scoop, 800 scoops of coffee.
And turn up his favorite Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song, 40 Dead in Ohio. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating our system of justice and the rule of law. When laws are circumvented and citizens' rights are abridged, it's the duty of every American to hold those lawbreakers responsible for their actions, no matter what the consequences.
Hey, Karen Polito, how much money do I have to donate to your campaign to be able to throw a graduation party? How about a wedding? Do you have some kind of price list out there that we can look at?
Back in the old days, when they were selling commutations and pardons, the Governor's Council, they actually had a rate card, I'm told, this was in the 60s. Don't give her any ideas, man.
Hey, Lieutenant Governor Polito. I hope you had a great party, but I'm really upset I didn't get my invitation. I did, however, get my instructions from your number one fan, Governor Baker, on not opening my four restaurants. Thanks a lot for not inviting me. I had tons of time to hang out because, again, you're not allowing me to work. But you go right ahead and have your fun partying, you hypocrite.
Hey, calm down. You don't think they're going to go without a party on the 4th of July, do you? You got four restaurants, you could be the caterer. Bring a bartender, too. And maybe you can get a special dispensation to open up before the Labor Day weekend.
If you know what state you're in, you ain't Joe Biden.
I like the fact that he said he can't remember anything back beyond the early 70s. So how does he remember being the lifeguard at the swimming pool and the kids rubbing his legs? How does he remember the confrontation with Corn Pop? How does he remember being the first white student at Delaware State or playing Division I football at the University of Delaware? How does he remember any of that stuff? How does he remember President Roosevelt's fireside chats on the TV in 1929 before he was president?
I don't remember.
Before he was president and before there was television. Joe Biden remembers it, though.
The fact is that I don't remember.
Go ahead.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, you're really peeved about pay-to-play Polito's party. Let me guess. You're upset because you weren't invited to go. Must have felt like prom in the Ivy League all over again. We're going to be fine.
I don't like being lectured under any circumstances, Governor Small Duvall. But I particularly dislike being lectured by somebody who's doing exactly the opposite of what she's ordering me to do, if you know what I mean. And I think that's why the story had such legs, as we say in the biz.
Don't faze me, bro. Don't faze me, bro.
Faze? You mean phase two?
Like the phase reopenings, yeah.
Okay, phase one, phase two, yeah. We have some news, some bad news from Maine, from southern Maine today, too, by the way, speaking of phases.
You want a push-up contest? I'll beat you at push-ups like we beat the Germans after they bombed Pearl Harbor.
How would you like to give Joe Biden a pop quiz on history or geography, or come to think of it, anything? How do you think he'd do? Not well.
He'd think it was a quiz about soda.
Where's my tapioca pudding? Someone promised me some tapioca pudding if I went on with that governor with the beard.
Boy, I used to love getting pops down at the soda fountain. We'd play jacks outside.
Jacks. I never understood jacks. Was thought, what a lame game this is. Not that there were a lot of people playing it because it was so lame.
I used to have a lot of marbles. Lost them all now.
That's a good line, Taylor. That's a real good line.
Polito should have got advice from the fake Indian. You don't throw your family under the bus until they're dead.
Yeah, but I think her brother kind of owes her. You know, the brother runs the family construction business, and you may recall what the first industry that was allowed to reopen in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts was. That self-same construction industry that the Polito family is involved in. Not for nothing do they call her pay to play.
If somebody tells Joe Biden that he should work on models, he'll really take it the wrong way.
He's got that old man laugh, that sort of like, I've been out here on this porch long enough. Can someone lead me back to the room for the early bird special?
If somebody tells
Joe Biden finally came out of his Delaware den, saw his shadow, and ran right back. Hey, predicting 4 more years of Trump.
I hope that's what it means. It definitely means, though, I said in my column the other day, 6 more weeks of Gaffapalooza, and we've proven that today with the Tom Wolf interview.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, if you didn't hear your message today or you just want to hear a bunch more, at 7 o'clock, we post Chopped Chumps, the messages that didn't make it, on the broadcast version of the Chump Line. Get it wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast. Chopped Chumps, available at 7 p.m. Eastern every evening. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating our system of justice and the rule of law. When laws are circumvented and citizens' rights are abridged, it's the duty of every American to hold those lawbreakers responsible for their actions, no matter what the consequences.
Hey, Karen Polito, how much money do I have to donate to your campaign to be able to throw a graduation party? How about a wedding? Do you have some kind of price list out there that we could look at?
How about a price list so you don't have to have a wedding and save a lot of money? I'm speaking from personal experience there. Well, I'm not, you know, I'm sorry that we're not going to have a full-scale wedding in the Carr family, but it will save me a few bucks. So there is a silver lining to this very, very dark cloud. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Congress reapprove the reauthorization of the secret FISA courts?
No, they shouldn't. Those courts should be abolished.
92% say no.
Yeah. The founding fathers never would have permitted them in the first place because they knew the fallibility of human beings, that they couldn't be trusted. This is why you need a system of checks and balances. You don't need any of these ex parte proceedings, as they call them. That means there's nobody on the other side. What could possibly go wrong with an ex parte proceeding? Especially when you have people like Strzok and Page and McCabe and Comey and Clapper and Brennan. Very, very ethical, honest, law-abiding citizens who have a rather high opinion of their own morality, as opposed to you and me, because we, you know, they can smell us in Walmart, as Strzok so famously said. Anyway, the death toll in Maine from the Wuhan Red Death is 81. So today, Janet Mills announced that she will not, after all, allow restaurants in Cumberland, York, and Androscoggin, those are the southernmost counties in Maine, to fully reopen on June 1st. They will instead be restricted to outdoor service, takeout, and delivery only, opposed to being fully able to reopen for dine-in customers like the rest of the state. So these are York and Cumberland especially are the big population areas. That's the places I'm familiar with, the counties I'm familiar with. And they were supposed to open up, and they've had two more deaths. And I guess she's decided she's going to cut it down. They will decide in the future when they're going to allow these restaurants to open up. I mean, how do they hang on? They were counting on this. They were counting on having in dining service, and now she's just decided she's just going to postpone it indefinitely. I mean, the summer is here. What are they supposed to do? 844-500-4242. I feel bad for everybody I know in all those counties. That's York, Cumberland. Cumberland is Portland, everything south, and Androscoggin is Lewiston, Auburn, that area. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
I think you remember way back when, Howie, when Elizabeth Warren's daughter wanted to register welfare voters, and so they sent out a mailing with a self-addressed stamp envelope.
I remember it well,
20,
yes.
And 20,000 came back. 20,000 came back. Because no one at the address, and that's 20,000 that they let us know about.
I think it was more than that, Arthur. Actually, yeah, I know. Someone just texted me and said, you know, if you believe that mail-in voting is safe, you should start paying all your bills use U.S. mail, and pay them in cash, and see how it goes. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, go ahead.
How could the people of Maine have a governor like Paul LePage, and then elect somebody like this woman?
I don't know, Arthur. You know, they weren't paying attention, obviously. You know, again, one of the very few prescient observations Barack Obama ever made was elections have consequences. And this is what they're seeing. Elections have consequences. I mean, You know, all these restaurants in these three counties, all these business, especially the restaurants, though, I guess that's the ones that are mainly affected, they've been hanging on by their fingernails and just thinking, if only I can get to June 1, she's going to let me open up. She's going to let me open up. And now she says, no, I'm not. We're not going to let you open the dining rooms. I mean, what do they do? How do they live? How do they wake up in the morning? Not their fates are in the hands of this ancient, wrinkly septuagenarian woman who has no conception of anything. And again, I'm sorry, 81 people are dead in Maine, but there's over a million people. There's 1.3 million people in Maine. 81 of them have died, mostly in nursing homes, I dare say. And these restaurants are going to be put out of business. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Is it time for Hate Mail Monday?
It is time to let the hate flow through you.
Let the hate flow through you.
This Wednesday is just jam-packed full of fun.
Yes, it is. We're a little late in the week, as we sometimes are, with Hate Mail Monday, but it's time, and now we check in with all of our fan mail in whatever form of mail
it comes
in.
Yes, our fandom is big, and they are angry. And they are especially angry, as always, with Howard Lawrence Carr. It does not matter if hate mail is on a Monday, a Tuesday, or a Wednesday. It is always brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Let's dive right in, Howie. You tweeted a photo. Actually, you know what? No, scratch that. We're going to start with the most recent hate mail because I think you'll have some comments on it. Taylor, can I have the hate mail about Howie's attire, please?
Howie, today is Wednesday, and that is the ugliest tie I've ever seen.
A rebuttal, good sir. I figured we'd start with something fresh.
I was looking in my drawer, and speaking of something fresh, I was looking for something I hadn't worn for a while. So
that is not a denial. You are not defending your tie. You're just saying that you hadn't worn it in a while.
I didn't think it was a particularly terrible tie.
I liked it. Nice olive green.
He didn't think
it was a particularly terrible tie. That is an endorsement for that tie, man. All right, now, Howie.
A tie is a tie.
That is
not true.
Whatever tie
you wear, somebody's going to like it, somebody's not going to like it.
Howie, you've worn some doozies, but that one was very muted.
Howie thinks the tie is in the eye of the beholder.
Is
what he's
saying.
Okay, so Howie, you tweeted out a photo. And the thing about hate mail is sometimes I run a little bit low on it, and then I remember that Howie's in Florida, and Florida is free America. So Howie's been tweeting out photos of him at restaurants. And when Howie tweets out photos of himself at restaurants, guess what happens? A lot of Karens come out of the woodwork, okay?
They're bitter. I'm sorry.
They're
behind the iron curtain.
They're bitter twisted, Howie. They are bitter twisted. Let's start with this one from Duncan Cliff. I remember when Howie used to rail against the elitists from the People's Republic of Cambridge. Now he is associating with the elitists from Mar-a-Lago. The difference is the level of intelligence.
Mar-a-Lago!
I wasn't associating with elitists. I went to Mar-a-Lago with the mailroom manager and my daughter Charlotte, and it wasn't like I was in the main building. That's closed. I was at the beach club.
And Howie, let's describe the photo that you took. You're looking at the camera with a smile on your face, and you kind of have your head almost in your arms, and you're just kind of grimacing at the camera.
It was a very bleep-eating grin.
Yes.
You know, there's a guy works in my building from South Boston, Grace, and I walked out today, and he said, "Nice day." And I said, "Anything's better than Massachusetts." And he said, "Are you going back anytime soon?" And I looked at him and I said, "In the old days in the Cold War, when you got over the Berlin Wall, how often did anybody go back to East Germany?"
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. Massachusetts is East Germany right now.
As far as weather, though, I think it was nicer here today than it was where you are.
Thank you, Taylor.
I mean, there's thunderstorms off and on here. That's why they canceled the SpaceX.
We hit 87 degrees and sunshine all day.
Woohoo! I'm going to go to a restaurant and enjoy a drink outside. Oh, wait. Forgot about that.
Very fake news.
But I have to say the weather has been absolutely beautiful, which is great, Howie, because
I'm glad to hear that.
Vitamin D is very good.
Maybe someday the restaurants will be open again.
We can only hope. Okay, but that's not the only remark you got on your Mar-a-Lago picture. Another person says, "You complete fraud. Mar-a-Lago Howie soaking up the sun.
Mar-a-Lago!
Taking cheap shots at Mass while he is on the dole with the most corrupt president in America history. You endorsement of Donnie has done nothing. You are on the wrong side of history. Keep in mind, your is spelt Y-O-U-R. You're on the wrong side of history." I just like to point out those small things because they add so much to the hate.
I'm glad to know I was eating on the arm.
I didn't know you were on the dole.
I could have sworn I got a bill.
I know a lot about you, Howie. I did not know you were on the dole. It's good to know. Another person says, "Does no one see the bleeping grift Howie is playing on all of you rubes?"
Rubes. You know, say, you credulous boomer rubes.
Okay, now I have the best comment about your Mar-a-Lago picture coming up. But first, I wanted to play another hate mail, Howie. And this one is from Granny. And I just want to preface this by saying, Granny, we are not blocking your messages. Don't ever think that. They are getting through. Go ahead, Taylor.
I know I'm blocked, but go yourself anyway, all of you Republicans. Go yourself. I feel so much better. Thank you. Bye. Have a lovely day.
Granny, stay inside. You're in that vulnerable age group, 90 plus.
Howie. First of all, I just don't get when people say, I know you're not going to play this, or I know I'm blocked. You're not blocked. You are my content. You are driving this segment into what it should be. So here's the other comment, Howie, and I want you to know that this person is Miser M, and they wrote, Mar-a-Lago Beach Club is open. Having a nice, oh, this is what you wrote, having a nice weekend in free America. This person wrote, President Plump, a.k.a. Plump Trump. I hope you had one hell of a weekend in free America, you bleep. Meanwhile, you may have infected countless innocent people, all because you are a bleep. I never thought I'd wish COVID-19 on anyone, but after seeing your tweet, ... As Adam Schiff would say, you can read between the lines on that one.
You know what, Grace? I have a feeling he's wished COVID-19 on many, many people here in the last couple of months.
I know. Because if you have to write, I never thought I would wish this on someone, you've probably written that out before. It's never right. You never catch them on the first go round.
Incidentally, Grace, I just got a text here from 860. Grace, right over the border in Enfield, Connecticut, off the west coast of Massachusetts, bars and pubs open. Come on down.
If they can make a Cosmo, I am there. Might be time for a little road trip from a birthday.
How about mojitos?
That's what
Karen Polito likes to serve at the DACA.
I've been hearing
Mojito Polito.
Mojito Polito.
In the Polito borough.
I've been getting that a lot on the Chump line this last week. No, I'm not a mojito girl as much. They're just not sweet enough for me. Another person says, Howie is in desperation mode. The good ship Trump is going down, and soon the rats will be jumping ship. That's a popular imagery used in hate mail, is the rats jumping ship.
That tweet, I thought most people liked it. That tweet got over 3,000 likes, but apparently a lot of people really didn't like it a lot, did they?
Yeah, well, I mean, it got 3,000 likes. It's just the comments that really can drag you down. Howie, you're not the only one who gets hate. I also get a lot of hate, and one of our favorite haters is the guy who refers to me as Balloon Head. And I just want everyone to know, there's no bigger fans of Grace Curley than my parents, and they're usually very defensive when I get hate. And my dad said to me this past weekend, that guy who calls in and leaves the Balloon Head messages, he's pretty funny, huh? And I thought, what? No, he's not funny. He's a hater, but he is pretty funny. So I want to play this one first because it seems as though he has actually begun to like me a bit.
I hear it. Balloonhead, you didn't do that bad of a job today. I mean, there's a lot of shit that I could put on you right now, but you didn't do that bad of a job. Not bad.
So I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, he likes me. Balloonhead guy really likes me. And then the next day I received this message.
I heard Balloonhead talking about food shopping Monday. She doesn't go to the supermarket. She goes to the stupid market.
It was short-lived, but for a little while, he was a fan of mine. Howie, another person wrote in, you posted a video of Joe Biden saying he was going to beat Joe Biden. And obviously, that was a real video. We've played it several times on the show.
It was on CNBC.
This person says, who is Howie Carr and why is he posting edited videos of Biden appearing to say he'll beat himself? Talk about fake news. This guy should be fired or prohibited from using your paper's name to post anything ever.
What the hell is he talking about? He really doesn't believe that Joe Biden said, I'm going to beat Joe Biden?
I think they like to say videos now are edited. It's their easiest way of saying something is, you know, if they want to argue with something, they'll just go, oh, that was edited. That was photoshopped.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years and that I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
I like the way he says it. 40
40.
Yes.
I noticed that too. Howie, this might be the best hate mail. So you tweet out almost daily. You tweet out the death count. Ugh. Such a cringy laugh. You tweet out the death count in Massachusetts, and you usually say at the end, for this, Governor Charlie Parker has destroyed Massachusetts' economy and costs more than, you know, fill in the blank amount of jobs.
Right.
Now, you call him Charlie Parker because Joe Biden accidentally called him Charlie Parker. Most people who have followed the show or followed politics know that.
Right. Right. A lot of people now are calling him Charlie Parker, I've noticed, on other sites. He's routinely referred to by his critics as Charlie Parker.
This man did not realize that, and this is what he had to say on Twitter. Howie Carr, the original fake news guy of Boston, needs to be shut up for good if he doesn't know the name of his own governor.
Does that go for this guy's candidate for president?
I mean, it's just, if you don't know Charlie Parker at this point, you clearly don't listen to the show or the news.
We can put politics aside and meet the moment like governors all across this nation are doing. Governor Mike DeWine in Ohio, Governor Larry Hogan in Maryland, Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.
It explains so much.
And guys, his lieutenant governor, Byrd. Lester Young, Byrd.
Thank you for listening to Hate Mail Monday on a Wednesday, brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916.
Grace, as long as you're here, did you see the latest story on Karen, Central Park Karen?
Oh, no, but I did get a call, and a woman wanted me to issue a correction because apparently this guy threatened the woman's dog, and I didn't give the full story. And I do apologize if I didn't give the woman a fair, you know, a fair shake.
Amy Cooper is her name. She once filed a lawsuit against her ex-boyfriend claiming that he bilked her out of $65,000.
Yeah.
She was with this guy. He was married, a Wall Street trader from 2008 to 2012. And then she broke up with him. And then in 2013, he said, I'm breaking up with my wife permanently, but I need some money to get me over the hump. And she gave him $65,000.
What?
And then she got a text from his new girlfriend and said, we're getting married, by the way, and get lost. And she was out $65,000. So she hasn't really had a great life, I would say.
What a con artist that man is. I mean, geez Louise, if you're having an affair with a married man, which people should not do anyway, and then you're the one giving the money in that relationship, no. That is so reversed, Amy.
In September 2014, after Priest, that's the trader, the Wall Street guy's divorce was finalized, Karen got a text message from his girlfriend who said she and Priest were living together and planning to marry. The girlfriend also allegedly told Karen that Priest's claims of abuse and intent to be with Cooper were false. He and the girlfriend got married the following month and were soon living with their infant son in New Jersey. And now she gave the dog back. This was a rescue dog, and after this whole thing happened, she took it back to the pound.
And I guess she lost her job too. I'm not really for this cancel culture that we live in, where if you know people pull out their phones and record people, and then their entire lives shatter before our eyes. It doesn't seem like a good idea to me. And this just goes to show you, everyone has a story, even all the Karens out there. They have something going on in their lives.
This is probably the worst thing that's happened to anyone who's a Karen this week in America. Wouldn't you say?
100%. I mean, whenever someone's recording someone, Howie, on a phone, I just wish people would stop doing that. Like, you can have an argument with someone.
Wait a second. We wouldn't have had that great segment last hour with Andy Olson.
No, Andy Olson's way different. That was a camera crew. They knew what they were doing. I'm just saying, if you get into an argument with someone at a Dunkin' Donuts or out in the street or whatever, I just wish people could have their argument person to person and then move on. I don't understand this. Oh, I'm going to whip out my phone and then I'm going to blast you on Twitter and then you're going to lose your job. It's very Black Mirror to me.
I'm sure she's feeling better now that there's another story about her in the New York Post.
I know. Isn't that everyone's nightmare? It starts to die down, and the New York Post is like, hold on a second. We found out something else about this woman.
All right. We're going to take a break. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
And as a governor, you and your colleagues are leading. Proud to be joined by you today, Tom, to discuss the coronavirus how it's impacting your state.
Your whatever you're in. It's a good thing that the health commissioner, Dr. Levine, didn't show up. Joe might have gotten very confused if he'd seen Dr. Rachel, formerly Richard Levine. 413 says, in Maryland and Howard County, there's an executive order saying there isn't to be any consuming of food or drink, even if it's part of a religious service. So essentially, no communion for Catholics or any high church Lutherans or Episcopalians. These people are getting ridiculous. That was in the Catholic News Agency. They sure are. Someone wants to know, is Governor Mills going to reimburse the restaurants that were planning on, that were already laying in stocks of food? For the reopening, that now they can't indefinitely in those three counties. Then somebody else is saying, I'm glad that those three counties are getting screwed by Warden Mills because they're the ones who put her into office. If it had been the other, 12, 13 counties in the state, that Sean Moody, the Republican, would be governor and this wouldn't be going on. I don't think this is a time to turn on one another in an emergency. What did one of our founding fathers said? We must all hang together or we will most assuredly all hang separately. You know, everybody's got to band together. This is a an emergency here, what's going on. And it's just I don't know the answer in some of these cases. I feel terrible for these restaurants. You know, There's no need for this. What the hell are they thinking of? We'll take a lot of calls in the next hour. We have some other news to catch up on. Local news. I'm Howie Carr.